It's an issue which puts thousands of Methodists on the Central and South Coast and the churches they attend in conflict with the governing body of the religion. The international leadership rejected proposals to remove discriminatory language from its guidebook, the Book of Discipline. It's a stance which has some Methodists, like Judy Crenshaw of Camarillo, upset.
It's definitely not reaching out and treating our neighbors as we would want them to treat us.
Meeting in Missouri, the United Methodist Church General Conference rejected changing language which discriminates against LGBTQ members. It even toughened penalties for ministers who reject the rules and do things like perform same-sex weddings. 8 Methodist churches in Ventura County have taken a stand against the governing body's position.
The reason we have to take the stand now is because it became national news because of the General Conference action, and that made news. And so we have to respond to the news. But the language that we were hoping would be taken out of our Book of Discipline was actually put in 1972. And some of us have been publicly trying to get that changed ever since. Most of us are not taking a new stand, but we're having to take a public stand because we don't want the general public to think that everybody agrees with the action that was taken in St. Louis.
Reverend Rick Pearson is with the North Oxnard United Methodist Church.
For most congregations in western part of the United States, this isn't a big issue. We have lots of members. We've elected an openly gay bishop, which the church says we can't do, but we did it anyway. Locally, this has not been that big an issue because we have just said, we don't agree with this one stand of the United Methodist Church, the general body, and we have to oppose it. There's just this one part of our church's Book of Discipline that we say we cannot in good conscience support.
The Reverend believes the anti-LGBTQ stance taken by the governing body has hurt the church, with some people rejecting the religion because of the issue.
People say, yeah, I understand your position as a local congregation, but I can't be affiliated with a larger church that would take that stand. So yes, there are people who have decided not to become part of even local churches where they might feel supported because they say, I can't in good faith become a part of a church that says my love is incompatible with Christian teaching, which is basically what our Book of Discipline says.
Methodist churchgoer Judy Crenshaw says she feels the governing body's position runs counter to the basic tenets of their religion.
I do feel like they're behind the times. Our society is just moving on to trying to be more inclusive of everybody and to be kind and to realize that all means all. And John Wesley is our founding father several hundred years ago, and that was his description of being kind to your neighbor.
The governing body looked at 3 proposals having to do with the controversy, including removing the language. But what was ultimately passed increases penalties for ministers who defy the guidelines. For instance, a minister who performs a same-sex marriage ceremony would lose their salary for a year. If they did it again, they could be defrocked. It still has to go before the church's judicial council, sort of like its Supreme Court, for review. The legislation is set to take effect in 2020. In a statement, national church officials say they believe that all persons are welcomed in the church. The statement says human sexuality is a topic on which people of faith have differing views. Those are the comments of Bishop Ken Carter, president of the Council of Bishops. Reverend Rick Pearson says one of the twists to the vote comes from the fact that the General Conference is an international body. He believes if it was just the U.S. representatives deciding the matter, the discriminatory language would have been removed.
The feeling across the whole country isn't as strong as it is, say, in the West, where this is not an issue at all. But even in the South, which used to be a hotbed of opposition to full rights for gay and lesbian people, even there now, there's a strong support for removing that language from the discipline. But whether it'll happen, I don't know. Every 4 years, I hope it's going to happen this time, and it never does.
Lance Sir Roscoe, KCLU News.